Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and crabbing and wildlife and you name it, we talk about it. Phone number here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. First of all, I want to thank everybody on social media who posted a nice little thing on my Facebook page about my 24th anniversary of my 39th birthday yesterday. It was the 24th anniversary of my 39th birthday. So we'll be celebrating 25 years next year. And I'm just, I'm grateful to all the kind folks that, you know, the listeners and everybody else that said nice things, and I appreciate that. Once you get to know me like Robin, you'll understand that. Yeah, well, anyway, she's not with us this morning. She is still recovering at home. She did assist me along the way this week. We had the Maryland Hunting Quarterly came out. I'm guessing it'll be online sometime over the weekend, but hard copies are available at most of our advertisers around the state, and we've delivered a lot of them over the weekend, over the past couple of days, and Robin rode along and saw how that all works and rode shotgun. So she's a very, very, very good administrative assistant, and I appreciate all her work on behalf of Ellis Outdoors and, looking for her to become a bigger and better part of that as time goes on. So, but right now she's dealing with the shoulder surgery, so, that's slowing her down just a little bit, but it's all good. It's all good. So our number here is 410-WCBM-680. Our number is also 800-WCBM-680. That is for those of you who live in Maryland who have a hard line and are outside the immediate dialing area. So we look forward to hearing from you today. We got some news from DNR and from some stuff from around the state. We previously mentioned the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and some good articles in there. Dave Seacott writes about what to do with your Maryland black bear or any black bear. You know, black bear season's coming up here real soon. People are going north to Maine and Canada for spring bear hunting, and I've experienced that in first week of June or so, first or second week of June. And you know what? It's a lot of fun. Especially if you have good people that you're with, and that's a good thing. So this article is timely on, what to do with your deer skin and skull, and render the fat, and have the meat processed, and things like that. So that's pretty cool. Let's talk to Emmett in Middle River. Good morning, Emmett. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's up?
You came down to Eastern this past March for a sportsman's banquet.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a pleasure meeting you and seeing you down there.
Nice meeting you. Yes, sir.
Hey, what I was going to talk about, I just decided to try some trout fishing. Ever?
I'm here. Go ahead.
And I went to a place called Backwater Anglers on Mount Carmel Road.
Uh-huh.
Hooked up with them. So, my third time out, I caught my first rainbow yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. How was it?
Well, it wasn't big, but it was enough to fill a frying pan. So,
well, you know what, I had trout last night for my birthday dinner. Robin took me out, and I had my choice of anything I wanted to eat, and I found that they had some pan seared, or maybe it was grilled rainbow trout. And I'll tell you what, I had that for dinner last night, and I enjoyed the heck out of it. So,
well, I don't have a coincidence. My birthday was yesterday too, on the 19th.
Oh, congratulations! Happy birthday.
Yeah, same to you, Alan. You know, now with mine, I'm going to have mine tomorrow afternoon, but I got some green beans almondine to go with it. So, anyway, I just want to tell you the Backwater Angler. Sorry?
I like rainbow trout almondine, but we did have the green beans that went along with it, so that's pretty cool. So, anyway, what were we going to say?
I was going to say the people at Backwater Anglers, they're really good to work with. I'll tell you what. They took me out to the gunpowder, and we fished the spot where it's catch and release, and then they just showed me some spots where I could go where you catch and keep
right
out in the the NCR trail area. So it was a blast. I went to shout when I call it.
Oh, I'm glad you had a good time and got introduced to the world of trout fishing. That's great.
Well, Alan, I hope we'll have you back at the banquet again this year.
Well,
have a blessed day.
Well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Emmett. You take care now.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it was an eventful week. I did have go to the dermatologist one day this week, Tuesday, I guess. Yeah, every now and then over the past couple of years, I'll see a little spot of something on my face, that doesn't clear up, and I'll go and they'll freeze it off, and so that's what happened for the most part on Tuesday. I had a couple of things frozen, and then the dermatologist said, "What is that on your arm?" I said, "I don't know, I've always had it there, I think." "Well, I'm not sure I like that." I'm like, okay. So, yeah. She says, "This won't hurt." It didn't hurt then. little tiny mole thing. And it was a... yesterday at 4:29 and a half, they called with my results, and I was on the phone with a buddy, and I didn't take the call, and tried to call him back, and we close at 4:30. So, I'll get the results next week. I'm sure it's nothing, so I'm happy. So that was that. But it does say to the rest of our folks listening out there, sunscreen is out there for a reason. It does work. Wear your wide-brimmed hats because skin cancer is very real. My 88-year-old aunt, who I talked to the other day, had a melanoma on her head next to the brain. It survived, but she is bald. Half of her head is no hair. And, she's good with it because she's still alive, and she was a farmer's wife. She worked right alongside Uncle Don, who passed away with a heart attack, a bad heart. But he had, being outside most of his life, he had a lot of skin cancer, and it resulted in him looking pretty nasty by the end of his life, with all the surgeries on his face and all the tissue that was removed, the scars on his nose and down the side of his face, and that the divots in his cheeks and that type of thing. So it can be nasty. And I want to take care of myself. And so make sure you get those exams. If you find something on your face, don't scratch it open and keep scratching it and think it's going to go away. Go get it looked at. Little marks on your face or your forehead. Your ears are susceptible, especially if you do a lot of driving like I do. Get that, that window right there with the sun beating in on your left side and your left arm, Yeah. So just kind of make sure I'm not beating you up on it, but you know who you are. Those guys that have, I got this little thing on my face. I don't know what it is. Well, that little thing on your face can turn into something pretty nasty and fatal. So just, you don't want to take a chance. Just go get it looked at. And they did a whole body scan while I was there. And, everything's good, except that little thing on my arm that still hurts like dickens. But it's okay. It's okay. It's all good. Huh? I'm here. I'm right here on the radio. Absolutely. So I'm not having any second thoughts about going there. I'm glad we went. So, all right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Another, we got an article about the black bear. We paging through here the 2017 session summary for Maryland's hunting community of the Maryland General Assembly. A lengthy article about a number of things that happened. Make sure you pick up that copy and read about all of that stuff that we were involved in as far as the Maryland Hunting Coalition is concerned. And then Dave Seacott again wrote us an article on tips on offshore blind sites. That's coming up soon, where you can apply for your squatter's rights or whatever you want to call it. And all the websites are listed in the article. Of course, in print, you're going to have to type them in and that type of thing. But it's a very good resource. A lot of turkey pictures and deer pictures of folks. Speaking of rainbow trout, Carol Sherrington in that issue came up with a tempura route rainbow trout caprese salad. Yeah, if you've ever had a caprese salad with mozzarella cheese and all that stuff, well, here it is with rainbow trout. Looks pretty doggone good. And a little late for this turkey season, but Jimmy Amrine talks about testing a half a dozen different turkey tubes with turkey loads and came up with a good conclusion. And then finally, there's an article on, I think this buck is number, hold on, it's called Big Boy. It details a fellow by the name of Holt Benner. He named this deer Big Boy, had several encounters with it throughout the season, pending number 8, non-typical bow kill in Maryland. So, good article about that. Not a lot of articles. Drew Buckheit wrote an article thanking his dad for all his help. His deer in Prince George's County measured 29 inches inside spread, so it's all there. Joe, Glenn Burney, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's
first time caller.
Yes, sir.
And yesterday I went biking on the WBNH trail in Anne Arundel.
Yep.
And towards the south end, I heard this noise, which I thought was coming from the Amtrak.
Right.
And as closer I got to the end of the trail, which would be near the Patuxent, I realized it wasn't the Amtrak tracks making the train going over the tracks. It was the 17-year locust making the noise. And it was a humming noise, not very loud, but you could definitely tell that it was something out there. And I'm just surprised by, first of all, how early it was, and second of all, by the fact that it's not 17 years yet. It's only 13 years.
Well, it's probably not a 17-year locust. It's probably just a standard cicada, which are an annual event.
Yeah, but the 17-year, the annual locust, you only hear them, but they come and go. This was continuous. I mean, like, it would have been a regular, you know, the 17-year. So I was just, again, surprised. And have you ever been down there to the end of the trail?
No.
Well, it's at the end of the
trail. I mean, I'm getting there. I'm getting there after yesterday's birthday. I'm almost at the end of the trail.
anyway, it's a beautiful area. I mean, it's full of wildlife and the birds, I wish I had an ornithologist with me who could, you know, explain to me what the different noises were, from the different songs for the birds were, because it was just amazing.
Did you happen to observe any of these 17-year locusts?
No, I didn't. I only heard them. But, you know, it sounded very similar to the ones I heard 13 years ago in 2004, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. No. When was that? 2007.
Mm-hmm.
But, two things different about it. One, they weren't as loud as they were in 2007. And second, you know, it was 13 and not 17 years. You know, there was an article, Alan, in the paper, in the Sun papers this week about that. And the fact that you could hear them perhaps this year because of a warming, you know, climate change.
Yeah. I'm not buying it, but that's okay.
Well,
All right, Joe. I appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing that wildlife adventure with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Bye-bye. Paul in Ferndale. How are you, Paul?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not much. Just checking in. How's your coffee?
So far, so good. I stopped at the Rural Farms there in wherever that is, Chestertown, or not Chestertown, but Chester or wherever, the one on 50 there before you get to Kent Island, stopped there and got a big one and sucked on that all the way up here, and then I just refilled it in the coffee machine here at the station. So I'm coffeed up here so far.
Well, good. I mean, I haven't heard you sip it in a while. Natalie loves it when you take a sip off your coffee.
Oh, well, I'll have to do that a little later. So,
yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Joe was talking about the locusts, and
yeah,
there's been a lot. I've noticed a lot of locust shells like around my house,
mm-hmm.
probably about 20, but I've not heard one.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I see them on my deck. There was two of them walking on my deck
Now,
yesterday.
Were they the gray and green, or were they the black and orange?
They weren't the gray and green, so it was probably more black and orange.
Hmm.
They're kind of smaller body-wise.
Yeah, they are. That's true. That's true.
So, but yeah, I thought it was interesting because I was watching them, and they never once made a sound.
Interesting. Well, you know, you'll be seeing the evidence of them when they start chewing the tips of the trees off. You know, they get out there in the ends of the limbs and lay their eggs, and they chew those ends of the little tiny twigs off, and you'll see the leaves starting to droop down and turn brown here pretty soon. So it's
right.
all good. Yeah, all
I
good.
I like hearing them.
Oh yeah, me too. Yep.
I think it's a soothing kind of sound.
Yeah, there are a 13-year locust and there are a 17-year locust, you know. So
I never understood
cicada.
What the difference was.
Well, maybe we'll have to do a little research on that here and give you a detailed information. What do you think?
All right. I hope you give us a DNR report where you talk about those silly guys catching all the fish they shouldn't.
Oh, there's one of those coming up.
Good.
Coming
I
up.
That last week.
Oh, well, I don't know if we did one last week, but there, we got one.
I did. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah. Yep. Got
they're
it.
Usually all of a certain nationality.
Sometimes they are, you know. I mean, yeah, I don't know if they're all a particular nationality. They might be of a particular ethnicity. So.
Well, that's the word, yes.
Yep. So, all right, brother.
All right, it was great talking to you this morning. Oh, and by the way, I wasn't the first caller, so I'm pretty
No, excited. You weren't. Oh, I'm sorry about that, Paul. All right,
no,
buddy.
No, I'm glad somebody else
Oh, me too. To I'm always glad to hear new folks call in. So.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. All right, buddy. All right. Thanks.
I'll talk to you later.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, our excellent, par excellent producer, Chris Klaproth just sent me a note that said this is brood 6 cicada, the 13-year brood. The 17-year brood, or the 17-year locust is bigger and louder. So there you go. 13 would be what, 2004, which sounds right. It sounds right because when's the 17-year due? Not necessarily.
I'm reading something here about stragglers.
Stragglers, yeah, I got it. Okay, so the 17-year thing, those are the big loud ones. But either way, surface lures for fish are usually pretty doggone good when you get that locust bloom or cicada bloom, so to speak. So, you know, I like to fish top water all the time. But, you know, during a cicada brood, something like a little tiny torpedo or something like that, a little prop, or even a small buzz bait, good on fish. Because, I mean, you know, these fish these cicadas fly out over the reservoirs, fly out over the waters, they land, and, you know, they're not dead, and boom, on top. And, I mean, you get something to imitate that vibration on top, those fish know exactly what that is, and they're going to whack and stack it. So, but, all right, I think we'll take our first break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multipurpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number 1, care and nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex brand bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bed liner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680, WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods, so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
Davy Crockett. Yes, good old Davy Crockett. Boone and Crockett Club, organization founded by Teddy Roosevelt, among others, as a recognition program for North American big game, still in use today. Good people. They still continue to have a scoring program for a lot of game around the world, primarily North America, but named after in honor of Daniel Boone and David Crockett. So, Chuck in Hampstead, Maryland. How are you, Mr. Chuck?
Pretty good. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm well.
Glad you had a good day yesterday.
I had a great day yesterday. Can't complain. Can't complain. Had a, you know, got, did a little driving, went down to Princess Anne and Cambridge and Salisbury and, you know, just kind of had a good time. And then went out to dinner on Kent Island last night with my beloved who paid for my birthday dinner. And we got our joint birthday present coming today, which I'm so looking forward to. We've got a new grill coming that is our, you know, Robin's birthday is next month and not that far away. And so we decided that needed a grill. We were going to have a grill. We were going to cook on a grill. So we decided that it was time to get one and make it a dual birthday present.
Well, I'll be down, and you can
sure
start breaking it in.
Sure, you got it, buddy. Yeah, I don't know how much wild game's going to be on there, but we've got the smoker attachment, you know, already built in, yeah, ready to go. So I'm looking forward to a lot of cooking outside.
Yep.
So, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to call in and give you an update about the CVA trade-in on the muzzleloader.
Yeah, the CVA trade-in. Give us a little background and then tell us where you are with it.
Right. Well, the CVA is doing a trade-in on the older muzzleloaders, that was made from 2009 back.
Okay.
Because they consider it antique because of the change in technology.
Okay.
So I looked up mine. Mine was actually from 2001, so I sent mine back.
Okay. What model did you have?
Firebolt.
Firebolt, okay. Mm-hmm.
And sent mine back, and I got the email with the discount code.
Right.
So it took me 3-4 days to make my mind up about which model that
yeah.
I was going to buy, and I ended up with a mountain rifle.
Ah, that's a great rifle, man. I, believe it or not, I've got two of them. I bought one, and I have a Thompson Center as well, and you know, those are the two hunting rifles, and both of them are relatively new. And every time I take Jacob along, I'll say, Jake, here's your Thompson Center. He says, well, I want the other one. So he chooses my mountain rifle. Right. So I decided that I needed another one, and I bought another one, and I got it somewhat sighted in. I'm not happy with it just yet, but I put an, right. I replaced the factory scope with a Leopold with a fire dot. So you made an excellent decision on that.
And I guess I haven't got notification of that it's been shipped yet. So, but
yeah,
I ordered it, and now I just wait till it comes in.
Great. Yeah, I'll tell you, that is, you will be, that's the Acura mountain rifle. You will be so happy with that thing because it's very maneuverable in a ground blind or a tree stand. Jake actually shot a sika deer with his during the early muzzleloader season. With the mountain rifle, and I was amazed at the accuracy. You know, at the last few minutes of daylight, and he took a sika deer at about 70 yards, and it never twitched. So I mean, it was a good shot, a good right. shooting rifle. Of course, he's a good shot anyway, and a good kid. But you know, he's 17 now. He's driving. And, I mean, I'm looking forward to sharing a lot more time in the deer stand with him and getting to do some fishing. So, but, yeah, he's, yeah, I talked to him the other day. So, but, yeah, he was happy with the shot. I was happy with the shot, but
right.
you know, those are the CVAs. I can't say enough about them. I mean, right. you know,
yeah, I mean, I used mine. I mean, like I said, from 2001 through last year.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But,
so.
I'm looking forward to having the new one. I you know how it is. You always want another gun. So.
Oh, well, that's the old story. How many guns does a man need?
Right. So
one more than he has.
That's right. So I got to save a nice chunk of change on one. And
does it give you a nice discount?
It's 35%.
Oh, nice.
So it's off the CVA website.
But yeah.
So for me looking around, that was the best price.
Oh, sure.
On the. Model number. So.
Yep. Well, you got your money's worth out of that muzzleloader for 15 years, you know.
Yep.
And so it's always nice to do that. That's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So
how long is that good for, Chuck? How long does it go?
I don't know how long the trading thing is going to go. The email said that I had till basically a year to use the code.
Oh, nice.
So, but I did mine right away.
Yeah.
Because when I was doing it, I didn't have the muzzleloader anymore because it was traded in.
Yeah,
there's an empty spot in my gun case. I have to fill it.
Wow. Well, you know, when you got that empty spot there, it just kind of eats at you. You dream about it and you think about it. I mean, every time you walk by there, you go, "Geez, you know, I got to fill that spot with something."
Right. Well, actually, I want to fill it with two, but you know.
Well, sure. Sure, of course.
But somebody would be mad if I did that.
Somebody would be, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Well, I'd just tell her to go buy a pair of shoes and she'd be happy.
It's not quite that easy for me. No, it's bling.
Well,
so, but that's all right.
Yep,
that's
yep.
All right. Hey, buddy, hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later in the week about that matter.
Yes, indeed. Hey, I see you got one of the tickets on the beautiful shotgun that the Maryland Hunting Coalition is raffling off.
That's a nice looking gun. It's one of these things that I'll never use.
Well, you know, why not?
Too nice to use.
Nah. Why not? Take it out there and break it in. I'll tell you, I'll never forget. I was in Carroll goose hunting one day in Carroll County, and a guy showed up, and he had a beautiful Benelli. I think it's silver pigeon. I don't know what grade it was, but I mean, it was all in grade, gorgeous engraving on both sides, and a beautiful stalk and blue barrel. We're hunting out of ground blind. He tossed that thing in a ground blind like it was a 870 Express or something. And I said, "Oh my gosh!" I said, "If I had a gun that pretty." I said, "I don't know if I'd, you know, even use it." He goes, "That's why I bought it, to shoot geese with." I said, "Yes, sir." Have a nice day.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, buddy. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. 410, that'll be CBM 680, 410-922-6680. Do you know that Schillinger's Papa John's Farm has 9 greenhouses, and every one of them is just packed with either bedding plants or hanging baskets or vegetable plants or whatever. You know, if you like gardening, Schillinger Papa John's Farm in Severn is just off I-97. I mean, not far from here at all. The greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants and planters and hanging baskets, pansies and patience, petunias and everything. They bring them all out. They set them on wagons, you know. And when you pull in, there are the wagons. And you just go and you take a little cart like you get at, you know, Home Depot, and you walk down and you put your plants on there and away you go, back to the little cashier stand, and off you go. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too. Ready to plant in your home garden, tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon and cantaloupe. 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs as well, if you like to grow your own herbs. Papa John's Farm? Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12. 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. 969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or church. A lot of weddings coming up in June. Think about that. A lot of weddings. You know, centerpieces for the table and that type of thing. I'm sure you can find something. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. Talked to Jimmy yesterday. It'll grow on you.
WCBM Baltimore.
Big changes as far as temperatures into this weekend. It's going to get a lot cooler than it has been recently, with some high temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s, and that's certainly closer to average for this portion of May. We may start off this morning with a shower too close to a front. Into the afternoon, a lot of cloud cover, breezy at times with a high around 70 degrees, and clouds will linger through tonight with a low of 56. More clouds on Sunday, tomorrow with a high near 67. The showers and thunderstorms will develop Monday with a high in the low 70s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-through when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I was born and raised on the eastern shore, in the slower lower half where there's not much more than a whole lot of water and a small strip of land. Little towns like Prince's Anne, cannon factories in the tomato fields, crab pots stacked up around Chris Field. We know the harbor where the skipjack sails. That's right, I'm from Somerset County.
I was in Somerset County with Robin the other day down at Chris Field. We were in Princess Anne yesterday. So, yeah, we get it. You know, I do a little business down there. Folks in Chris Field are really nice. We have the Chris Field Chamber of Commerce and all the events around crabs and their seafood industry down there. Chris Field is Chris Field's coming back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you, it's a nice little town. Excuse me. Chris Field is coming back. Sandy pretty much wiped the town. I mean, it just tore through that poor little town. And, you know, it's the soft crab capital of the world. And plenty of soft crab. They got a number of soft crab places down there that, you know, that process them and ship them out around the country and around the world. And it's just a cool little place to go. If you've never been down to Somerset County, you might want to consider that for a day trip sometime this year. So, and we were at Bay Country Bakery yesterday, the featured donut. Hi there, David and Gina. The featured donut was the Elvis. Took one bite. My heart stopped. The arteries clogged up immediately. My pancreas shut down. But I'll tell you what, peanut butter, banana on a donut. Oh, jeez. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Hey, let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you like crabbing or fishing or anything involved with the outdoors, shooting, hunting, shotgun sports, trolling, pan fishing, they've got everything you need. They got all the crab traps. They've got all the stackable crab traps. They got trot lines ready to go. They've got the steamers. They got the seasoning. They got the bait. Anything, again, for fishing, crabbing, hunting, shooting. And they do all the repairs, too. Rod and reel repair. They'll put a new tip on your rod. They'll put a new line on it for you. They'll do the, you know, they'll clean your gun. They'll mount a scope and bore sight it for you. You get the point. Full service. Sporting goods store for the outdoors. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Had to throw that in. Now, there have been continued enforcement efforts on the Fishing Creek Bridge in Dorchester County. This is shocking to me. Over last weekend, 13 men were charged. 435 fish were seized. They don't even list them in separate incidents anymore. It's just like, we tossed the net this weekend, and here's our haul. Following that, we're charged with keeping undersized striped bass, keeping fish over the daily creel limit, fishing in a closed area, and possession of striped bass between midnight and 5 a.m. Are you ready? Francisco Merlos Guzman, 40 of Lanham. Jose Francisco Gutierrez, 33 of Annapolis. Jose Aristides Vieira, 50 of New Carrollton. Miguel A. Alberinga, 50 of Hyattsville. Marvin Omar Larios Guerra, 43 of Rockville. Mario Gerardo Canjura Morales, 53 of Washington. Yemi Ye Flores Flores of Annapolis. Eric M. Guerra, 39 of Silver Spring. Luis A. Gonzalez of Fort Washington. Jose Contreras, 50. Eric Jose Melendez Romero, 37. Victor Omar Mabrina Guerra. Raymond A. Gonzalez, all of Silver Springs. All the defendants are scheduled to appear in Dorchester County Court, District Court, August 16th. Maximum penalty on each count is $1,500. Guzman, Gutierrez, Vieira, Alvarenga, Guerra, Morales, Guerra, Gonzalez, Flores Flores, Contreras, Romero, Guerra, Gonzalez. We've got a theme here. 435 fish, 13 men. You see the NRP guy sitting there, watching through binoculars, having a big country donut, drinking some coffee. All right, guys, let's go get them. I wonder if they swarm. I don't know, you know? I don't think these are bad people, per se. And then... No comprende.
Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there.
All right. Thank you, Neil. We appreciate you joining us for the show this morning, that's for sure. Well, hey, look, we do want to tell you there are free fishing days coming up. You still got to abide by the law, but the free fishing days, it means you don't have to have a license to go fishing. There are three free fishing days in 2017, June 3rd, June 10th, and July 4th. So coming up 2 weeks, June 3rd, you can go fishing without a license. And then the following week, June 10th, and then, of course, a month later on 4th of July, which is always a free fishing day. Take the family, go fishing. Nobody needs a license. Experience it, and then, you know, get involved, get your kids involved, get the family involved, go catch a fish. Don't make it difficult on yourself, you know. Don't go out there and make it complicated. You know, bobber and a worm and enjoy yourself, or, you know, just do a little research on the DNR site and see where they're catching some fish and go there and enjoy yourself. Now, I've got a buddy who's been fishing down by the target ship, trolling, you know, for striped bass. Not the big ones necessarily. They're just having a blast on light tackle. I mean, they went out three times. First time, great, caught some fish. Second time, loaded up, threw everything back, never brought a fish in. Third time, zip. And I said, you know why that is? He said, why? I said, well, I said, for years I've been saying these two words on the radio. Very simple, but very profound. Fish swim. Some days they're there, some days they're not. Yeah, but we killed them. Yeah. Fish swim. Fish are susceptible to weather systems, structural changes, movement of bait that also swims. So, you know. Yeah, but there are schools. Fish swim. Yeah, but, what, you know, that's what we get. So you can answer a lot of questions in a few simple terms. So you can. Let's take our final break, and we'll come back with some closing words.
Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change.
I think we're there. I think we're there. That's for sure. I saw something in the restroom the other day. There were a number of these signs, you know, with all the different funny sayings on them. One of them said, "20 years ago, we had Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, and Steve Jobs. Now we have no hope, no cash, and no jobs." Let's hope Kevin Bacon never dies. I thought that was pretty funny, but that's me. I have a warped sense of humor sometimes. So anyway, let's talk about this free fishing days again. Let me get those dates for you. You might want to put them on your calendar. You go fishing without a license June 3rd, June 10th, and July 4th. It's a unique opportunity to fish the state's water without obtaining a fishing license, stamp, or registration. And anglers must adhere, of course, to size and catch limits. Convenience fishing spots can be located on the department's free mobile app and Angler's Access map. There are nearly two dozen license-free fishing areas located through the state where anglers can access prime fishing areas with a free angler registration. Any angler under the age of 16 is not required to have a fishing license anyway. So there you go. It's a great opportunity. Great opportunity, that's for sure. So, I'm sitting here multitasking today, and I know that, you know, when you do that, you're not good at whatever you're doing. But I'm getting ads coming in for the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs that I'm proofing while we're on break. So, let's see. Yeah. We got Natalie on the line holding, so let's go right there. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Nothing, just with Dad.
Yeah, doing your bandit signs, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
I had a question for you. I wanted to know what they did with the fish that they, seized that are illegally caught.
You know, I'm not exactly sure what they do with it. They're usually in coolers and they're dead. Sometimes they donate them to a local charity or something like that, which would be my guess. You know, that would be my guess. But, you know, there's probably some fish processor there that would take them off their hands. They probably have a ready resource for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they could, you know, they could take them to any seafood place. NRP can take them in there and say, you know, process these, do what you got to do with them. You know, we're not going to, you know. You got a special dispensation from DNR to do that, or, you know, maybe they do donate them to charities if somebody cleans them and donates them to a food bank or something like that. Don't know, but it's certainly good to find out. All right,
sounds good.
Thanks, Natalie.
All right, happy late birthday.
Oh, thank you, dear. Have a wonderful day yourself.
You too.
Bye-bye. There she goes. There goes Natalie. All right. Well, we'll be back with more. In the next hour, we'll talk a little bit about, who knows what. Snakehead tournament coming up. State record muskie. Stay tuned. Get out, stay out, stay safe.